Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good Saturday morning, everyone. This is Linda calling from Buffalo and hosting the Hope Collection Coaches Corner. We do every Saturday morning from 9 to 9:30. Just a time to share our victories and ask questions and just really communicate with each other and give each other hope, because it's brought to you by the Hope Collection and Optimize Your Life. I optimize my life too. So, but I just want to welcome everybody this morning. And if you're listening live, we can chime in and chat. If you're listening to it on the archive, these shows run Monday through Friday at noon with all different topics. It's just wonderful, wonderful topics. And then on Saturday, we have kind of a wrap-up of the week of time of sharing and a time of just, you know, telling each other what has been going on during the week, any of your victories during the week. So I want to welcome you to this call. And one thing that we did Thursday night that was really exciting, we went to a fundraiser for the Buffalo Naval Park, which is located on Lake Erie. And we had a wonderful time at the Naval Park. They have a yearly event, fundraiser for the Naval Park. And it's just, you know, seeing everybody, a lot of people come from all over. There was a whole retired submariners group from all over the country. That was really, really cool. So I see that somebody else just joined us. Who's at area code 507?
This is Mary from Minnesota.
Well, hello, Mary from Minnesota. It's good to hear your voice. So I know Derek, John, and John. Huh?
Hey, Mary. And,
hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
How's it going?
Good.
Living in bipolar weather at the moment.
Oh, really?
Oh, what? Mary, what are you sending us?
Yeah, everything comes east, so.
Heavy downpours for like 2 minutes, then it stops, and then it's sunny and great, then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, heavy downpour. Sunny and great again for a couple hours.
We have an event today, the Irish Festival. We have a park right across the street from our house, and it's a real nice family place. There's a creek running through it. And there's a wadding, what they call it, a sprinkle pad for the kids to play under. It's going to be 80 degrees, so it'll be real nice for the kids. And at 11 o'clock today, there's a stage, and they'll have Irish bands playing those traditional hymns like What to Do with a Drunken Sailor. And all those classics that Linda told me about when we first started going to the Irish Festival.
Yeah.
If I was there, my daughter would love it.
Oh, it's
it was
great.
Her new song.
What's nice is
well,
this is
we're German and Irish.
Oh, wonderful.
And we her song she's been singing is the Weatherman song, which is an old Irish sea shanty.
Good morning, lass.
Who are you? Good morning.
Yes. Well, you were talking about the reception for, it's really, as you mentioned, an annual event at the Buffalo Naval Park. It's the largest interior naval park in the world. And we have three ships there, the USS Sullivan, which is named after four brothers that died in the service. And up until that time, after that time, the United States service, they will not allow more than, they don't allow four family members to participate in the same service at the same time. It's changed the rules of operations to protect like a whole family to being wiped out and serving at one time. It's pretty, really was pretty dramatic. And the ship, the destroyer, a good sized ship, and USS Sullivan's. And then we also have a submarine from World War II, the USS Croker. It's one of the, you look at the black, ominous looking thing, and we went inside it one time. You won't believe how tiny the inside of a USS submarine was during World War II. I don't know how the guys, you had to be tiny to be a crew member, because there's just no room in it. And that one had six torpedoes. Just amazing, and served during World War II. And then we have a destroyer escort called the Little Rock. And the Little Rock, actually, since the beginning of the U.S. Navy, there has been four Little Rocks. And we have the destroyer escort. It's a missile launcher. It's a neat ship. Well, last year ago, December, we had the privilege, the newest member of the Navy was called the Little Rock, or the Little Rock, a new one. And this ship was really cool. It was a jet. It's 300 foot long, but it's a jet ski. Doesn't have propellers. And it really, when you see it, it goes very fast. It had the ability of launching four helicopters, two PT boats, or eight drones. You know those drones that they put up in the sky now and fly over enemy territory and bomb or missile without even, you know, they're invisible, and then you run them on a computer screen thousands of miles away, and they can take pictures or they can knock out terrorists from the sky. And they can put, I think it's up to six or eight of those on board that ship. And it is really, really, and all the most modern technical offensive, defensive equipment. It was just really cool. Well, Lynn and I had the privilege of escorting the Secretary of the Navy and his wife at the dedication ceremony. It was in a blizzard. It was cold, and the ship is down. Its port is in Pensacola, Florida. So since it left Buffalo, you know, it's down there. Well, that's where we were last Tuesday night for the celebration. And one of the fellows who was on our board, he's a member, an advisor to the Board of Hope. His name is Dan Taylor. And Dan runs these shows. He puts them together. He's been doing. He trained under a guy you might remember, Bob Hope. And Van Taylor learned to put on those shows for our military. He still does it today around the world. And so he's a good friend of Hope. And he's in charge of an upcoming world event. It's going to happen. And put this on your calendar. This is an official announcement. The AAVM, it's the African American Veterans Monument, the only one of its kind, is going to be dedicated internationally on July 1st, the 2nd, you know, next year, 2023. And it's not, I can share this, it is official, one of the keynote dignitaries that's going to be speaking and honoring America on stage is a gentleman you might know in general of his, who he is from a general sense, because they've made two movies portraying part of his life. His name is Captain Len Cain. His byline, his helmet said, Maverick. And Len Cain, a decorated war hero, who has been a pilot in Vietnam, had a squadron that was the predecessor, and part of the squadron are what you know as the Blue Angels. and mm-hmm. the East Coast. What, honey?
I didn't say anything.
I thought someone said
something.
Oh, no,
I agree with you. Oh. It was my dream when I first started, the dream of being in the military was to join the Blue Angels, but then I was a girl, so that didn't happen.
Well, that didn't happen then, but I'll tell you what. When Len Cain comes to town, Mary, you're going to be able to stand on that stage with Captain Len Cain with his arm around you in front of a Phantom, because we have a Phantom on a pedestal. That's the F-4. That's what one of the planes that Len Cain flew. And he will be speaking at the stage with about 10,000 people when we do the dedication ceremony of this unique monument. And you'd think there'd be a monument like that in Washington, D.C. There's not. So this is the first. And Len Cain spoke with him yesterday, and he, of course, comes. He's on our show on Friday, on Len Cain's Salute Len Cain Fridays. And he accepted the verbal invitation. I was speaking on behalf of the AAVM committee, and they will be sending him an official invitation, of course, as the guest speaker on stage, dignitary. They will fly in, Ann and his wife. They live in Coronado, San Diego, California.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be flying him and his wife in. They'll provide lodgings and they'll transportation, and he'll be treated the guest that he is and honored. And so you'll have the opportunity to meet him personally, and we'll probably have some kind of we'll find a way for the committee. We're going to end up having probably some photos that'll be available. You know, people who want to get a photo of one. So they'll do that. So that's official. And we have a meeting in 2 weeks with the whole committee and a planning committee. And if what we're doing, the whole collection working with Chuck Vollmer and Jibonomics, we are proposing to the Naval Park to provide them with a brand new addition and creating a museum at the site, beside the monument, having an AVM. They have a museum, but we're going to add a wing to the museum, and we have the funding for it. Listen to this. Jibonomics and Hope will build a million dollar facility and provide the museum. And in addition to that, as part of the funds that we'll use, we will have the funds to run the event, the celebration event. And it's a very large sum of money, and we're proposing that this week. I'll keep you posted, but it's going to be, we've been planning to have one for 4 years, and we're finally going to be past, next year, be past all the restrictions for COVID and anything else that's out there. And we're planning that. And one of the board members, Gary Helfenstein, is my partner, working with Van Taylor and the AAVM committee. And we'll be keeping you posted. There'll be some videos, and we'll talk to everybody more about that. But I really wanted to make that announcement this morning. And
I met Gary the other day.
Oh, good. He's an educator. Him and his wife ran the largest touring operating company. One of his clients was the USS Navy when they were operation years ago. And today
he's a very sweet, very smart man.
Oh, yeah. He'll let you know that. No. He's a wonderful Christian.
When we talk about things, he understood what I was saying. It wasn't where I had to dumb it down. It's like talking to you. You understand about special needs and stuff like that.
Are you sure you don't have to dumb it down? I'm not that smart, Mary. Thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate that compliment.
We call it, at our house, we call it, because, you know, there's always that animosity between, you know, the military branches and the Air Force. They're kind of their own thing. So we always joke that we have to dumb it down to Air Force level.
Okay.
I'm in the Air Force family.
You better be careful. because Chuck Vollmer, who is the president and runs Jobonomics, our other sister company. It's like we're the Golden Rule Society. Of course, Glenn Kane is nominated for 5 Nobel Peace Prize from that and became the man of the humanitarian of the year, Man of the Year Award from Who's in America. That came out of the Golden Rule Society for Len. Chuck Vollmer is a decorated Air Force pilot from Vietnam. He also, then he left the service. He joined Northrop Grumman, and he worked on the team at a place that they call Skunk Works. And that was a special division of Northrop Grumman that produced the Black Widow, the world's fastest plane. He worked on the original B-17 stealth fighter bomber. And later, he worked working for the government. I think he worked for CIA, if I'm not, that's my guess. But he's a pretty smart guy. And he developed what's called Jobonomics, the economic private partnership program that today is working in 55 cities in the United States and has secured, for example, one thing. The new broadband, you know, we all have to go on the internet, on your computer. The waves what that band that we operate on our computers, on our phones, on is a real low level, level of whatever it is, and the new systems and communications will be operated under a new higher level, 2.2 gigabytes, kilowatts, or whatever. I'm not that technical. But the new level, in order to operate on it, it operates using fiber optics. And many of your wealthy places or very, very successful businesses are able to pay for and get fiber optics. But more than 90% of the underprivileged, low-income economic zones in the country that have been designated do not have broadband, high level. Chuck Vollmer working with several organizations, including what you might know as the Guggenheim Foundation. They're the largest private foundation in the world. They have dedicated $500 million to hardwire and use fiber optics to put it in low economic zones around the country. Right now, we are actually, Jobonomics has a contract in a place called Ransom, West Virginia. It's on the Virginia-West Virginia border, and the new systems that are going to operate there will feed everything in Washington, D.C., and where all the stuff and all the CIA and the Defense Department, where our military, they're all located, the systems and information. The computers are located in Virginia, but they're out of operating stuff. So now we're building this, and we're funding it. It's funded. $50 million in Ransom, West Virginia, that we're partnering with Jobonomics and doing. That's an actual project that right now is underway. And if we have success in the next couple of weeks, we may be having some actual, well, the Hope Collection will be the lead partner with Jobonomics to install fiber optics, high-speed internet, hardwire in the Buffalo area, Niagara Falls area, Western New York. So that's on the table. Pretty hefty, pretty big operations. It's really in the realm in the area that Joel had always hoped that on the big scale of things, the Hope Collection could be a part of. So I just want to let everybody know all that. These are really exciting times. Now, we also, in another area, and this is on the, I'll call it the personal level, on the touching people's lives, helping others to help others. I am particularly pleased that we like Mary, who's on the call this morning, and Kurt Arlinghouse, and some other folks are stepped up the plate and have really expanded our ability to reach out and help others. And I'm very, very proud of your work, Mary. You know, what you're doing and what you've done to upgrade the webs, the blog radio company organization. You're upgrading things. You're adding value to everything we do, and it's growing. And the numbers are growing too. Friday, I run the dashboard, and I know Mary because you run the bad dashboard, so you know we had a full dashboard on Friday. So I'm very excited about this, and it's happening more. More and more new people are connecting in, and so I'm really happy to hear that. And we're going to be growing even more, so thank you.
Speaking of which, the radio show, I found a website that has a bunch of music and songs and stuff like that that are copyright-free, designed for radio shows and podcasts and stuff like that. I'm going to send you a few different ones to see what you think of them.
Okay.
For like the entrance spot?
Yes. Yeah. Because the entrance song we have now, I think, came with it. And it's not all that.
One of my thoughts was more... Right, and I was thinking more personalizing them a little bit more for each person that has the show. Like for Len Cain, doing a military type or God Bless America or the Navy theme song, something that more speaks to him.
Smart, yeah, that's a neat idea.
Well, Mary, like I said before, when you start investigating and doing things like this, you've been able to, you're very, very productive in doing it, and we thank you for it and encourage you. So we will be talking about that. So thank you. Everybody who's on the call, I did tell Derek earlier, we right now are very close to having the registration application operational on the Hope Collection website. Kimberly, I think I introduced her. She was on the call a couple weeks ago. Kimberly is actually, she's writing the language or whatever it is that she has to do, and she is converting the information to put it on our website. And so she's got the tutorial from Talk Fusion, which is going to be where our information will be. All the information on someone who you call or who you hand a Hope card out to, or someone who wants to join, when they go to thehopecollection.com, what will happen is that membership will say, join us, register here. And they'll click on that site, and automatically will feed the link to a registration. That registration is going to be stored at a company called Talk Fusion. And what will happen is two things. When the person registers, that goes into a CRM, a file. And what will happen is every day we'll get the names and all the information of that person, and we're going to send out a letter welcoming them to the Hope Collection. At the same time, we are going to have a letter that we're creating that will welcome them from you, whoever you are. In other words, you're going to know that somebody you talked to signed up, and you'll have that information. So know to know it, and you'll be able to continue carrying on a conversation with that person and you can direct them, and maybe you can lead them through all those different sites that Hope Collection has and find out what they want to do and what they'd like to do, and how then you can, as an individual sponsor, you can show them what the things, and they may have kids, special needs children. So if you're that person, even if it could be Mary, she knows exactly that she's a life coach doing that. But she can be someone like Derek, who just wants them to have a general background information, and then he's going to tell them, well, you can go here or there. It could be someone that signed up that wants to find out some economic opportunities. So let's say that they got a hold of someone that calls in Bob Oakley. He could take them to, he interviews them, talks to them, and they say, gee, I want to have a career. I need to create some real income. I used to work, and I was a nurse, or I did this, or I did that, and my job has gone away, or I only work part-time. I need more money. So whoever that person is that signed them up can take them to, under the coach's corner, they can take them to two things. They can take them to expert rating, where they get certified as a life coach or a specialist, and they can create a business or a career. Or they can take them to, we have, through ePantry, we have a number of the home-based businesses that they can go and become involved with. And then they can build a business, create a cash, Joel would call it a cash stream. The system, or the overall umbrella of the whole system, is called a duplex. And so you can become someone who really, I mean, you're talking about helping lead someone and creating a nest egg, something they can build equity in. They may need enough money to buy a house, and we have programs that can help someone not only buy a house. We've got the housing division of Hope, and we can actually help them get a house. So it's going to lead to a lot of things. This registration is, and that's why it's taken so long to get it done. There's a lot to it. And we have to make sure everything works properly. And so that's where we're at, by the way. So we're so close, and any time, what's going to happen, one Saturday morning, I'm going to have everybody go to their computers, not doing it today, but we'll go and have everybody have their computer on and online, and we will sign in, and we will go to the registration page, and I'll walk everybody through it. So that's coming up. Be prepared for that in the next few weeks.
Super.
Sounds good. I'm excited.
It's going to be great. So I've got to go. I hope everybody has a wonderful day. Make it a blessing for somebody. And we'll meet again next Saturday. Is next Saturday, are we going to Canada next Saturday, Linda?
I have to get the calendar. I wrote it on the calendar that it's not.
Thank
oh, here
you.
It is. Excuse me. No, it is.
No, it's 2 weeks from now.
Yes, it's the 10th.
Okay. In 2 weeks,
oh,
we'll have.
Well, we have 90 seconds,
else.
So. But I just want to wish everyone a wonderful Saturday. Go give somebody hope. Even just a smile, just, and that's that. Everything starts with a smile. But I just want to wish you all a happy, happy Saturday. And don't forget Monday through Friday, the same number for the Hope Collection programs during the week. And with that, I'm going to say have a wonderful day, and we're signing out for today. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye.